Blessed are the afflicted. Suicide and madness. Item 16. Total incredulity, simply doubting as to the future or having materialistic ideas, are in fact the greatest of all incitements towards suicide because they cause moral cowardice. When scientists, upheld by the authority of their knowledge, do their best to prove to those who will listen or read what they write that we have nothing to expect after death, are they not, in fact, leading us to deduce that if we are wretched, then the best thing to do is to kill ourselves? What can they offer as a reason to turn away from this consequence? What compensation do they have to offer? What hope can they give?
None at all, except nothingness. From this, we should conclude that if nothingness is the only heroic remedy, the only perspective, then it would be better to seek it immediately and not later on, so as to suffer less. So then, the dissemination of materialistic doctrine is the poison which inoculates the idea of suicide into the majority of those who actually come to commit this act. And those who become disciples of such doctrines assume tremendous responsibilities. With Spiritism, however, this doubt is impossible, and the aspect of life changes completely. For the believer, existence prolongs itself after the so-called death, although in many varied conditions. From this belief stems patience and resignation, which naturally leads all thought away from the idea of suicide. This, then, is the process which enables us to acquire moral courage. Item 17. In the same aspect, Spiritism produces yet another equally positive result, one which is perhaps even more decisive. It presents to us these actual suicides, who inform us of the unhappy situation in which they find themselves, so providing that no one violates God's laws with impunity. God prohibits man to cut short his own life. Amongst these suicides, there are those whose suffering, although temporary and not eternal, is nonetheless terrible and of such a nature as to make those who might be considering this act reflect before leaving this world sooner than God ordained. The Spiritist, however, has various reasons against the idea of suicide. The certainty of a future life in which he knows that his happiness will be in proportion to his misfortunes, and the degree of resignation shown while on earth. The certainty that if he abbreviates his life, he will in fact reap the exact opposite of the desired result. By liberating himself from a trial in this manner, he will consequently encounter another and far worse one in its place, longer and more terrible. The spiritist knows that he is mistaken in imagining that by killing himself, he will reach heaven more quickly. He knows that suicide is an obstacle which will prevent him joining those he loves and hopes to meet on the other side. From where the consequences of suicide, which only bring deceptions, are against his own interests. For these reasons alone, the number of people already saved from suicide is quite considerable. From this, we may conclude that when all men and women are spiritists, conscious suicide will cease to exist. When comparing the results of materialist doctrines with those of the spiritist doctrine, on this one point alone, we are forced to recognize that whereas the logic of the first leads towards suicide, the second prevents suicide, which is a fact proven on many occasions.